Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
If you've followed our story, and I hope you have, you'll know that nothing in Bethlehem was quiet that night. Not the inn bursting at the seams, not the census officials who thought themselves kings, not the arguments over blankets, or the snoring, or the crying babies, or the muttered prayers. But the moment that child was born, that moment was quiet. It was as if the whole world held its breath. A cry, small and new and fierce, lifted into the darkness, and then silence. A holy kind of silence, the kind that seems to rest on your skin like warm cloth. I looked at Mary holding her newborn son, her whole body trembling with exhaustion and wonder, and something inside me whispered, "This is no ordinary child." But I didn't know what that meant, not yet. And then the knocking began.
Who in all that is holy could that be? At this hour? Gentlemen, I see it's a good lot of you. It's late, and it's cold, and I'm dead tired. What may I do for you?
Shalom. Is this the place?
The place?
The place where the child is. The child who was born tonight.
Many children have been born tonight.
We were told. No, not told. Shown to come here.
Shown? You're not making sense. What does that mean?
There was a light.
The sky opened.
We saw them.
Voices like trumpets.
Not trumpets, more like thunder
like
that sings.
Like the sea made of fire.
Enough. One at a time.
Forgive us, innkeeper. You can probably tell that we're a little excited. Allow me to explain. We were in the hills, watching our flocks, like every night. Then suddenly the whole sky, it burned with brightness. We were terrified. We dropped to our knees. Then a voice, not human, said,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. A savior has been born for you in the city of David."
They told us how to find him.
Wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger.
So is that child here?
It's a cold night. Have you been drinking wine to keep you warm?
We are not drunk. We know what we saw, and we know what the angels said.
What's happening here? You're making a ruckus.
We have some new guests.
These are shepherds. They've come to the inn before.
They say angels sent them.
You saw angels?
We saw glory. And we cannot go home until we see the child.
Come with me. He's inside the stable.
Leah!
They were sent here. We can't very well send them away.
Good news of great joy that will be for the people. In the city of David, a savior, who is Christ the Lord.
By this time, the first light of dawn was beginning to creep through the entrance of the cave. Mary, visibly tired but beaming, held the sleeping baby. Joseph sat attentively beside her. The shepherds entered slowly, reverently. They stopped short when they saw the child. A silence descended that felt deeper than before. The couple looked up and smiled.
"Hello, who are you?"
"Shepherds, Mary, from the hills above Bethlehem."
"There he is, the child, just as they said. Just as they said."
He knelt. The others followed.
Watching in the stillness while the world lay fast asleep, When a fire split the heavens and the stars began to weep, we fell down in the darkness, hearts too weak to understand, till a voice of holy thunder lifted us upon our feet again. Sky open, we heard the angels sing, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth from heaven's King. So we ran through the shadows, through the cold and the fear, for the Savior of all people has been born. Our bones, but the angels said he'd welcome even shepherds with no homes. So we bow in adoration, for the promise is made true that the Lord has come to dwell with the lowly ones too. We saw the sky open, we heard creation sing, hope now breathes among the helpless, wrapped and resting as a king. So we kneel in the silence, in the light of heaven's sign, for the child the world was promised has arrived.
May we look closer?
Of course.
He looks ordinary.
Most miracles do.
May the Lord bless him and you.
He already has.
Mom, did you know?
No, but I think I hoped.
We had no room for him, and still he came.
Because God always makes room, even when we don't.
We must tell the others. Everyone. Before the sun is up, the hills will know.
And Bethlehem. And all Judea.
This news, it cannot stay on one hillside.
Go in peace. This child was born for you as much as for anyone.
Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth to those he loved.
I had no words left. Not after seeing rough men fall to their knees. Not after hearing heaven's song echo in a cave. Not after watching Mary, that young girl, look at her child as though she had been waiting for him since the world began. All I knew was this. Ruth had been right. The moment had come, and we had almost missed it. But God, in his mercy, opened our door anyway. And that was the night the world changed.
Trembling in the night, bathed in heaven's holy light.
Do not fear, the chorus sings. Love has come, the King of Kings. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
To be continued.